Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have the Crow Wing County Administrator, Tim Houl, with us. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on today, Jim.
Well, we're delighted to have you on the show. And we should also mention that you serve as the chairman of the Board of Directors for the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Last week, we had a conversation about the upcoming problem that we have not only in rural Minnesota, but all throughout the state, and that is baby boomers who are retiring in pretty large numbers over the next 10 years, where there isn't really the workforce to come in behind and fill all those gaps. And that's a real, real concern, especially in rural Minnesota. And you were talking a little bit about how rural Minnesota communities can make themselves more attractive. Could you maybe elaborate on how we might do that in rural Minnesota to attract the best and brightest?
I think that, you know, in rural Minnesota, we talk a lot about the brain drain. So we educate some of our best and brightest, and then we ship them off to the metropolitan area. And in some respects, we think of that as a doomsday strategy. There is also some interesting research that Ben Winchester with the University of Minnesota Extension has done referring to the brain gain in rural Minnesota. People are very mobile these days, and that could be within the state, but it also can be from state to state. And so the largest influx of people coming into greater Minnesota are young families, and they're choosing those areas primarily not because of a job, but because of a lifestyle question. They want to raise their families in the kind of environment that a rural community can provide. And so the key ingredients, I think, for the next generation is going to be, being welcoming, having broadband, which is a must for millennials, housing and the price of housing for newcomers, transportation options. If a town's water system, which the Center for Rural Policy analyzed not that long ago, if a town's water system is out of compliance, there's little chance for that kind of growth to occur. We're going to see more immigrants and minorities. And so how we handle integrating people into our communities that look or speak differently than we have. We've done it before, but we're going to be doing it again, working together with businesses, government, and chambers, ongoing education and training programs, and then something that is kind of a silent crisis that we referred to in a recent publication would be a shortage of child care. If you're expecting to attract working families, and both parents are working these days, you're going to need to make sure that you have quality child care. So I think the point is not that the sky is falling with the workforce shortage, but that we need to be very strategic and intentional about how we can best attract the young families that are out there.
Well, I really appreciate your time. Thanks so much, Tim.
Thanks for having me.
Tim Houl, he is the president of the Center for Rural Policy and Development's board, as well as the Crow Wing County Administrator. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.